Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, so tonight's a little bit interesting. I had the team meeting, and I can tell, like, so I have my head manager, my assistant manager, and then the manager who's probably not going to be able to stay around for very long. She's acknowledged, she just has a lot of stuff, so she probably won't stay, but the head manager is very good at systems, processes, but she definitely internalizes stuff a lot more than I wish she did. And so during the meeting, I could tell, like, she was just overwhelmed. It's just a lot. And she just wasn't, like, giving me stuff to do or stuff for me to be handling. And so it was tough because I want to, like, pry that out of her so that she's not feeling like she's handling it alone. But she's a manager, and so she's handling a lot of this alone. And so that was a little bit tricky today. I don't know how to work through that one. My assistant manager was great, very golden retriever-ish type, very easy to talk to. And so she was bringing up ideas on how to get things moving. And something that was kind of a surprise win for the day. My assistant manager, who's probably not as likely to be around for a while, she said, like, hey, just throw up a Facebook ad. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect, just something, but we need something because, like, our 10-week challenge is already started. We have, like, 2 weeks to cram this full of people, and after that, like, we're screwed. Like, we can't get many more people in. And my game plan has been, like, we go through the sales training, we work with this agency, we get premium leads, high-quality leads, like $150 a lead leads that have a great chance at converting, because I think that's what the going rate is. And the guy was like, no, like, we just need something now. Like, I'm a part-time real estate agent. Here's how I do it. And, like, she was giving me advice on how to do it. And, like, I know how to do it. And I know she's wanting to help me, and she's helped the studio. But I realized, like, why am I sitting around? Why am I waiting? I need to end the gamble, like, $300, $400, because we have only so many days to get leads in, and I'm the only person who's going to do it. Everyone else knows operations. They know club walkthroughs. They know account management. Like, I'm the only person that's the sales and marketing person. And so if there's me one person to get leads through the door and set up the campaign, it's me. And so I thought, you know what? Here we go. I'm going to just go ahead and do it. I found some historical ads that have been run. I put together some great copy, using a bot to help me put it together, put it out, did a quick test run, and then launched it. And my ad account, I bought the gym has a page with like 2000 likes, but the business account has, I don't have an ad account that's been around a while. So I have a $50 a day ad spend limit. But realizing, all right, we just got to do something. So it launched an ad, $50 a day, local reach with some certain interests and stuff. And it already has a couple thousand impressions. $18 in, we got our first lead form filled out. Like, they went to our website, they clicked more info, they went to our website, they filled out a I'm interested web page lead. And 20 people have checked it out to learn more, but one person has actually filled out that thing on our website, like request information. So even if like three people fill it out and one actually comes in and they buy, that's a $50 per close rate, which is amazing. Like, but yeah, I think I was scaring myself realizing like marketing is an investment, but at the start it feels like a gamble, and that's really scary. And I'm not a gambling person. I don't just throw stuff around willy nilly. And so to realize like, yeah, the first little bit of money is going to be a gamble. Straight up, it is. And then once the ad copy figures out, the algorithm works itself, then it starts to really generate the results I'm looking for. And so that's where it's at right now. Just realizing that's what it is. I got to accept that. And what we're going to do here is build a campaign run, generate some leads, have the sales rep work them, and go from here. And weird way, it's a little bit lonely because I'm trying to be the positive and driving things forward. It's also a little scary. The sales rep would like something a little bit more than commission only, which I'm fine with, but also have to be worthwhile for me. So I'm having to make up these decisions and bounce ideas around and just learning process. So today's learnings are acknowledge, like, if it's something as a gamble, label it a gamble. And if it's an investment, it's an investment. And just know, like, when you're doing one or the other, and don't be afraid to take action, because sometimes you do have to take action if there's another variable, like a condensed time frame that's in the works. So finishing up an outline for that, or finishing that off, it's kind of fun to watch and see the clicks tick up. And then working on an outline for that friend who works with gym owners and how to prep their studios for being a great buy opportunity. So working on a few things tonight while watching some Monday Night Football. Have a good night, and let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.